Utica police say there was a drive-by shooting around 3 p.m. last Thursday on North Main Street. Following a short chase in Licking County, the driver ditched the vehicle but was later caught. No other information has been released. The Reynoldsburg City Schools are looking for graduates who follow the district's mission, fosters pride within the community, and serves as a role model for students. The Reynoldsburg Proud Legacy Award recognizes graduates for their commitment to community engagement and service. You can submit your nominations at rain.org by December 16th. The Better Business Bureau is out with tips to help you shop online during Cyber Monday today, which is one of the top shopping days of the year. They say be aware of false advertising and phony websites. You should only shop with trustworthy sellers on secure sites and keep your antivirus software up to date. Dozens of online retailers will claim to have the best price on items, but do your homework first by comparing prices. And typically, if the price is too good to be true, it probably is. I'm Eric Brown reporting. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office is looking for two people who allegedly broke into an enclosed trailer at the Hampton Inn in Canal Winchester November 23rd. Deputies say they stole several tools and rolls of copper. The owner of the trailer caught them in the act, and the suspects ran and got into a black Toyota Corolla and took off. Call the Sheriff's Office if you have any information. The week-long deer gun season gets underway today and runs through this coming Sunday. An additional deer gun weekend will be held later this month. Muzzleloader season runs January 4th through the 7th, and bow season ends February 2nd. You can find out more at wildohio.gov. The public is invited to kick off the holiday season at the annual Ohio State House Holiday Festival and Tree Lighting Thursday starting at 5:30 p.m. After Santa's arrival, the governor and first lady will light the tree in the Ohio State House atrium. Cookies, craft activities, and performances by Ohio choirs and dance companies will be available throughout the night. I'm Eric Brown reporting.